USA Radio News.
A federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration's ban on asylum for immigrants. Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. He explains what this ruling means.
What the judge just told them is go ahead and cross the border illegally. Instead of going through a port of entry, which is a legal process, the judge just encouraged them to break our laws.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, firefighters in Northern California battling the deadly campfire will get a little help from Mother Nature as rain is in the forecast for Wednesday. Butte County Sheriff Corey Hona says the rain could be a blessing and a curse.
We have very, very fine ash in many of the areas that we're searching. You add water to that, and now we're in a situation where we have kind of a muddy mixture. I think that may make the process of searching for remains, especially those almost completely consumed by fire, more difficult.
A flash flood watch is in effect starting Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is trying to persuade Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey to name outgoing Congresswoman Martha McSally to succeed Senator John Kyle, who said he would only serve for Senator John McCain, who passed away earlier this year, on a temporary basis. It's beyond busy at Hartfield-Jackson International with people getting out of town. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky report some folks definitely in the Thanksgiving holiday spirit.
Gobble, gobble, it's going to be busy.
He did just say gobble, gobble, right?
Yeah, gobble, gobble. That's what a little son loves to say every Thanksgiving. He's four, yeah.
Deontay, a super friendly skycap here at Southwest, busy helping Thanksgiving travelers with their bags. What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
They're crazy.
The Thanksgiving travelers in a good mood, heading to cities where the weather is warm.
Phoenix, Arizona, it's 80 degrees. There's snow on the ground in Chicago.
Is that where you're from?
Yes.
Stay safe out there, Robin, and AAA expects 54 million people to travel this Thanksgiving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
Georgia's Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams is still out there saying that the Georgia election for governor was not free or fair. Without proof, Abrams is making claims of voter suppression in Georgia. Her Republican opponent, Governor-elect Brian Kemp, joins Fox News and says there's nothing wrong with the elections in Georgia.
Well, you know, look, Brian, I'm moving on. I'm the governor-elect. The election's been certified. This is indeed over, and I'm looking forward to serving hardworking Georgians, and that includes all of them, by the way. But look, it's unfair for her to blame, especially local elections officials that are following the law when it comes to these things for registration, how things are conducted on election day. In Georgia, we have secure, accessible, fair elections. We make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. And we saw the easy to vote part. We had 1.4 million more voters in this election than we did in the last governor's race, a historic turnout. We have a million more people on the rolls because I pushed for and implemented online voter registration where people could register to vote 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Governor-elect Kemp also says,
if my opponent and her activist groups had used the online system, they wouldn't have had as many problems as they did with folks that they were registering. You know, nobody's questioning the Democrats' wins, knocking off one of our congresswomen in the state of Georgia. They're not questioning the local races that they won.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.